escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Boop, boop, boop. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're about 35 miles west, Ashburn, Virginia, day two of training camp. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantastic, man. How you doing?
You know what I did today?
What?
I bet you noticed.
You worked out?
Nope, but thank you.
You normally pitting all the time.
Dog, it's hot. I'm letting the stream know. It's please, hot out here.
Put that down, dog. The whole odor changed in here. As soon as you lift your arms
you
up.
You flex for them?
Oh, all right, man, fine. Man, come on, man. Put those 22s up.
I'm happy with 22s. You didn't notice what I did this morning?
No.
I did not park in the ditch.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. Man, where were you? I didn't see you.
I parked on the left side. I come in to the left.
I saw your truck, but I didn't see you.
I was at practice. We talk about practice.
I mean, you text when I get to practice. I'm like, where the hell is he? I didn't see you.
I went to the far side. I wanted to watch a D-line. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I wanted to watch Von Miller. And, 10 minutes into the session, I realized Von Miller's getting a veteran day off.
Yeah. He was inside in the weight room.
Which is fine. I mean, dude, one of the reasons Wagner and Ertz, these guys talk about DQ with such esteem is because he knows how to take care of his veterans.
Yep.
But I think I did enjoy going to watch the D-linemen. I wanted to make a point of watching Lattimore. I've gotten a ton of questions about Lattimore just running. He's running. He's playing full speed. Like, he's doing what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The dude that stood out to me, though, man, is Javon Kinlaw. Like, getting up close, watching him go through the work. I posted a bunch of videos to my Twitter this morning. Kinlaw's a big man, B.
Yeah.
Like, it
probably
is.
Got him.
Yeah.
Big guy that can move, and they expected some big things from him. But, you know, everybody else have their opinions about what's what. They just feel that if they get out of him what they know he's capable of, he's going to be a big plus.
Yeah. He's really long, too. Like, just his arms, all of it is just very, very long. We got an exciting day out here. I got to talk to Frankie Louvu. You're going to hear that. Von Miller's supposed to have a press conference, which I think will be really interesting. DA David Aldridge from The Athletic is going to sit down and join us. Peter Rosenberg, I believe it's Rosenberg's birthday, and he's going to join us late in the show. We're going to try to sneak some calls in, maybe a little bleep.
That old Leo in the house.
A little
huh?
bleep you Thursday.
Peter.
Wait, is this Leo season already? I thought that was August.
Nah, July 23rd.
It's not just by month?
No, dog.
It should be.
It starts July. You wouldn't know anyway.
Yet one other dumb thing about cosmetology.
And you call
just
it
make it by month.
See, that's the dumbest thing you can say, cosmetology. It's astrology.
Potato, potato.
Nope. Cosmetology deals with other stuff, not with that.
Okay. Kerwin pulled a hair out of my neck on television. Is that cosmetology?
That's called neckology.
Who knew? Chris Kerwin, practicing neckologist. So here we are. I don't know when we get to this. But I couldn't help – Dan Quinn talks every morning before practice, right? Yep. And DQ said a lot of interesting things. I think he made a good point. And maybe it was DA. I don't remember who asked him. But, like, some of the problems in the social media content age is that, like, people will take – four words of a paragraph and make that a thing. And all of a sudden yesterday people are like, oh, Sam Cosmi might be ready for week one.
Yeah, that was DA asked that question.
That the situation is Cosmi is on PUP to start camp. Yep. So he could just stay on PUP until they activate him later. Now they could keep him on PUP, get him on the roster, put him on IR. That means he's out at least 4 weeks. They're basically trying to maneuver the roster rules so that if they think Sam can go week three, okay, then we don't have to put him on IR. But if they know, all right, he's not going to be able to go till week five, then they know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And there's zero hurry for that. So it's not about Cosmi playing week one. It's about where he lands on the roster to create the most roster spots and to give them access to Sam should he be ready.
Yeah, but he never completely ruled that out in his answer either.
Agreed.
He said, I'm not saying yay or nay, but I'm just saying what we're trying to do. We're trying to maneuver this thing to make it a lot easier for us to do it.
Well, and so it just – the way DQ talked is, yeah, we're going to see in about a month.
Yeah.
A month from now is August 24th. They'll have just played their final preseason game. And you're still 2 weeks out from your first regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I wanted to point that out is if they're not worried about their starting right guard, who's arguably Pro Bowl level for another month as far as his injury status, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him jogging out there today. He's moving around pretty well. No brace, no bandages. If they're content to just watch that play out for a month and then kind of circle back to it and make some decisions – for all of the, oh, my God, what's happening with Terry, like you can almost put that on a similar timeline. The questions aren't about health with Terry, obviously.
Yep.
But, like, the time they need a decision on that is probably relatively similarly.
I think.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're talking to a wall if you think the fans are not going to get up worried about it. That's what they do.
I get that.
I think ultimately those situations are the same. You'll see when they're worried about it. But I don't think we can solve any of it anyway, fans or whoever, no matter what we say or think. And I think that's the thing. We really think if we worry more, something's going to happen. I don't buy that.
Agreed. I also noticed – now, granted, it's only – today's what, Thursday? So DQ talked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We found out officially Terry was a camp holdout Tuesday evening. So then DQ talked yesterday and said, I'm not going to judge it. I want him here, but he's got to do his thing. I don't think Dan got asked about Terry this morning.
I didn't hear anything.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. I mean, what else are you going to say?
Right.
You know, if you don't see his car pulling in the parking lot, ain't much you can ask.
Right. I think, you know, the Terry stuff, I feel a little bit of Terry isn't here fatigue. I think yesterday it was certainly a story because it's the first day of camp, but yesterday was also so exciting just to have football back, just to watch Jaden Daniels throwing passes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think a lot of folks, the Terry thing was, I got asked this last night on Channel 4, you know, is this a distraction? And you went through this as a player. I know my theory here is that, like, when guys are on the field and in the locker room, they're not talking or thinking about that. It's just basically when the media asks them about it.
100%.
When you were a player and somebody was in a contract situation, was it on your mind?
No. It wasn't on my mind. I would tell the reporters, I'm not talking about their business because I'm not going to want them to talk about mine.
Wagner said about that. Wagner's line yesterday was terrific. He's like, you know, this is a business, and some business isn't your business.
Yeah, that's it. And I think we all assume every player is concerned about everything going on. And most guys don't ever think of anything like that unless you ask questions.
I thought you would really like this. I wanted to read this to you. Bobby Wagner yesterday kind of got asked about the age thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was just so good. He said, some of it, I think, is the media's perception of what old is. Because if you say 35 in any other industry, we're considered super young. But 35 in this industry, you almost think that we are like 200 years old or something. So I think it's the media pushing in, my opinion, that narrative. But where that marriage comes is, it's always kind of funny. If you watch a guy that's been in the game for a long time that understands and you watch a rookie, there's not that many steps because you know where the ball's going. So he might take 10 steps to get where he needs to be while I'll just take 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't waste movement. And that's kind of where that comes. You hear checks, you hear different things, and you can make up for maybe some of the speed or whatever by just knowing where the ball's going. And so this guy that's moving quick and moving this and doing that, you beat him to the spot just because you know where the spot's at faster than he is. So I've always thought this game has been more mental and physical as you get older. You got to use your mind.
When the people would always say that football is 95% mental and 5% physical, I used to tell them just go play it. But that's basically what he's saying. I always use the example, Matt Millen. Matt Millen was slower than the D lineman. But Matt Millen arrived at the spot before everybody because he knew what was going on. A young guy who's very fast. Remember I told you about Cole Holcomb?
Yeah.
I say, yeah, because everybody say how fast he was. I say, yep. He run himself right out of position because he don't know where the hell he's supposed to be. Or he's running over there very late, and he does something stupid. Well, that veteran player already has figured out where they're going, and he takes less movement, less step, less effort, and makes the play over and over again. But I would just have to tell Bobby, it's not a media thing. The front offices use that to try to hold people back. And then they'll tell you the media keep pushing it. They don't talk about it unless front office talk about it.
That was the one thing I wanted to say. It is front office driven.
If the front office would not talk about it, the media wouldn't talk about it. That's why I try to just get rid of it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think, you know, you've got to examine your roster from 100 different angles. That's kind of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to allow for outliers and guys that can do stuff beyond what the data set shows, because every year those guys exist. And, you know, there was a reason all the analytic people liked Drake May over Jaden Daniels. And a lot of it was just based on, like, unseen potential. Remember Jaden's age was a talking point going into the draft? Like, how absurd does that sound? And Drake may end up being a great quarterback. Like, I just think when you were talking about age of a player that was 22 – you're overthinking it. And I don't know. With Terry, dude, maybe there is some real concern. Like, you know, in golf, shooting your age is a pretty incredible feat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for Terry to make his age at 32, maybe that gives the Commander's brass some pause. But I don't think age should be the driving factor in getting the deal done.
I've gotten better with age in golf. I don't know if that works.
Did you ever lose a step football-wise?
When I was playing?
Yeah.
No. You remember, they say I lost a step here.
Right.
And my last game was a 100-yard touchdown. And then I went to Philly, and I had more steps. I had more touchdowns than the people that they went to get, that they thought were faster and better. So, as I stated, if I did lose it, I found it on 95 on my way to Philly.
But at the same time, you must have seen some guys lose steps, right? Like, because as much as there are guys that continue their game, Bobby Wagner's a prime example. You're a prime example. There are guys that fall off.
But see, this is the question. Did the guy have a step to lose? Okay? D. Green was running 4.13. If he lost a step, he runs 4.2.
True.
He's still faster than all other damn people running with him. So until he gets to about 4.6, him losing steps don't make a difference, does it?
Especially if you're smarter.
All right, so when you are a running back, if you were running 4.4, and now you're running 4.49, 4.5, is that real slow? But you lost that step, but now instead of rounding out like you did when you were a young guy, you're cutting everything real sharp. So now your quickness take over instead of your speed. You know, people always say he's quick, he's not fast. A quick guy gets through a hole. And then if the guy has come downhill and then that guy is chasing you, that guy who's faster than you may not catch you if you have the endurance to keep running. You have the physicality to keep going. So that lost a step thing is just something they throw out there, because that thing, you can take it all types of directions.
For sure. I think a lot of reasons front offices want young guys, let's be honest.
They're cheaper. And they are not as smart. Sometimes you can manipulate that. I'm not saying they're not as smart on the field. They know football. But sometimes you can do things with young people you can't do with that veteran guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like a lot of time you notice some coaches, they were here, want to get the veteran guy out the locker room because he educates kids too much. He let them know what they shouldn't be doing. When you're doing some practice stuff that's not supposed to be happening, the veteran guy can tell you about it. He understands all the rules. The young guy just do whatever the coach wants him to do.
Well, dude, it's interesting because we put this on All Ears last night. I thought it was really interesting. Wagner got asked about why the guys want to play for DQ.
Uh-huh.
And he said that. He's like, Dan lets you be yourself. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to bring you in to conform to what somebody else wants. And
one thing he wants people that want to work.
Right.
If you want to work, then you can be a little aloof, or you could be the hip, like Joe Gibbs. Joe had people from all different walks of life, bro. Darryl Green and John Riggins aren't the same people.
Right.
Let's get that straight.
Right.
You know, Mark Rippon and Alvin Walton, they ain't sure not to say. They both from the West Coast. One guy from Washington State, other guy from Compton.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, and that's one of the best parts about football is there's a role for everybody.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tall, short, skinny, fat, slow, fast. I think, you know, as they continue to build this thing out, you do see, listen, man, it's July 24th. If everybody's not getting along well, you're doing something wrong anyway. But, like, you do see the real team building they put in and what it means. Also today, when you hear these veteran players say how well Dan Quinn takes care of them, you got Von Miller and Laremy Tunsil on the second day of camp getting a veteran day off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
used to think about that, too. I just thought about it when you mentioned it earlier. They get a day off because you know why? People think, oh, they just showed up to camp yesterday. They're getting a day off. They were working out all the way up to training camp. So now they're getting that day off. You know what I mean? Like, you think about it where, guy, like, you hear the coaches are leaving for that month. The player can't take a month off.
Right.
You get in shape all that time, then you take a month off, and now you come to camp, you'll die.
I mean, you might get cut. Like, depending on the type of player you are,
yeah.
what you are contractually.
You got to keep working out, man.
So. That's a great point. I think, you know, with DQ and the staff they've put together, they are pushing all the time. I mean, these practices are up-tempo. I posted this one video of the D-line going through drills, and it was so fast and so furious, mm-hmm. to quote Vin Diesel. Like, it was just the pace with which they're going. They're also going to ramp this thing up a little bit more. Yesterday was probably a little less than 90 minutes. Today, I think it's going to be closer to 100, closer to 2 hours. It's just they know how to build the organization out here. And the Terry thing is lingering and probably will continue, but
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.